Today's shir is Nida Daf Samach Aleph. We're on the Mishnah on Samach Gimel at the base in the bottom. So now we're going to be talking about in this Mishnah how one establishes or uproots a Veses. And also what one needs to be Choshesh for before the Veses is actually established. So Haisa Lemuda, she was Lemuda, means she was Regila. So she had a Veses Kavua, Lios Roe, Yom Chamisha Asar. To see on the 15th day, we've done before, the 15th day means the 15th day after her when she went to mikvah. So essentially it's not the 20, it's every 22 days that she goes in, because it's the, you may need our 7 days plus the 15 is 20 and it's 22. So that is right. It says Kamisha Saryom, but we learned on the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tes, it's 15 days from Tefillah. That's how we explain the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Tes on the base. Right. So she sees every 15th day. Leo, right? So she was a regular to see on Yom Chamisha Sar. Vishinsa, and one time it changes. So she has a Veses Kavua. And then one time it changes, Leo's Roli Yom Esrim. It took her 20 days till she saw it. So what's the story? Zeh v'zeh Asurim. So now she has to be Choshesh for the next Riyah. When it comes, she has to be Choshesh on the 15th, for the 15th, because that's her Veses Kavua. But she also has to be Choshesh for the 20th, because now she has a Veses Ein Kavua, but you have to be Choshesh for Veses Ein Kavua as well. Okay? And she's a Surah of Bishneya. So it would be a Surah to her Baila on both those days. The 15th day again, because that's her Veses Kavua that has not yet been uprooted. Because a Veses Kavua is not uprooted until you see, till you don't have a Riyah 3 times. And on the 20th day, she has to be Choshesh for it, even though she only saw one time. Because that's the din of a Veses Ein Kavua, that you're Choshesh even one time.
After
the 11th day, for example, she's seeing on the 20th day, after she goes to the
27th. Right. 11 and 7, 18, plus 7 is 25.
Okay.
She's seeing now on the.
That's what her body adjusted to. That's what her body did.
She's seeing
to
an Azeva now? I don't know what.
Could be.
And then has that count?
That's what she saw. That's the case. That's just the case.
How does that affect 11 and 7 now? Is it coming?
You have to work it out. That's not the case over here. You have to work it out. So you have to work it out. Shinsa Pamayim. Let's say she changes. The next time comes around, and she again sees Leo Mishrim on the 20th day. So still, Zeb is Asurim. The next 15th day would be Asura, and the 20th day would be Asura. The 20th day, because it's still Veshashayna Kavua, you have to be cautious for it. And the 15th day, because it's Veshashayna Kavua, that has not yet been uprooted. Now, Shinsa Shalosh Pamim. And the third time comes, and she does not see on the 15th, but she sees again on the 20th. So Hutter Chamisha starts, and then the 15th day after becomes Muteris to her. You can be, she's not to be Choshesh anymore. The Kavalog Eyom Esrim, and she's Koveya the 20th day to be her new Veses Kavua. She'ain Isha Kovas LaVeses Achetik Be'ena Shalosh Pamim. A woman cannot establish a Veses Kavua until she sees 3 times on that date. And she cannot uproot a previous established Veses Kavua until she does not see on that date for 3 times in a row. So this cat's why here, until she sees on the new date 3 times, she's choshesh for both. Once she sees on the new date 3 times, we ignore the first, the pre-established Veses, because it's no longer Kavua, and she's now established a new Veses. Itmar, we learn in a Braisa. Just a little hakdama. Okay, just like, okay, a woman, that'll be here, it's going to be an interesting Veses. It's called, basically called the Veses Hadiluk, where she, I think it's called, it's Veses Hadiluk, where here she's going to see on like the 15th of Nisan, then the 16th of Iyar, and then the 17th of Sivan. So that's a Veses Hadiluk possibly to see on the 18th of Tammuz. She's skipping one day. Okay, now, the machlokas is going to be how many times you have to have the intervals in order to establish this Veses. Is it 3 re'iyas with two intervals, or 4 re'iyas with 3 intervals to make it? So Itmar, learning the basic measures. Rasa Yom Chamisha L'Chodesh. She sees on the 15th of this month. V'shisha Sar L'Chodesh. And then the 16th of the next month. V'yom Shiva Sar L'Chodesh. And 17th of the next month. And we're learning this according to Rashi, wrote V'shonu Tosas and Tosas Rosh, bringing Rabbeinu Chananel, have a totally different parish on how what the case is. His case is that you see 15th of 1 month, 16th of 1 month, 17th of 1 month. Then again, 15th of 1 month, 16th of 1 month, 17th of 1 month. Then again, 15th of 1 month, 16th of 1 month, 17th of 1 month. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel learns it, that it has to be established in three times. Okay, but our case is, Rasa Yom Chamisha L'Chodesh Zeh, she's on the 15th. V'Shisha Sar L'Chodesh Zeh, she's on the 16th. V'Shiva Sar L'Chodesh Zeh. So now she had 3 re'iyas, only 2 intervals. Rav Amar Kavala Veses L'Diluk, she has now established a Veses L'Diluk. So now she has to be work choshesh for the next month. I guess every month she's be choshesh for the next day, the 18th of the next month, the 19th of the next following month, the 20th of the following month, as long as she continues this dealing.
29 days, some months, 30 days, or whatever.
Right. So then Ramban asked about that. How is it possible that it's going to be the date in the calendar that's going to establish? The date in the calendar is not established by a body. It's established by the chachamim, but by that, about what whether it's muberes, not a muberes. So that he has different shots, but others say, yeah, I guess metaphysically her body adjusts to what how the calendar works. So Rabbah Makabel Vessel Dilug. Shmuel Amar Asher Tishalish Bedilug. She needs to see three times. No, she needs to have a three intervals. Tishalish Bedilug. Rashi says, B'yom Tezvav Einu Min Minyan Shehu Tchilas Riyasa Einu Sham Dilug. The first time she's on the 15th of the month, that is not considered. That's not one of the times to establish the Vessels. Because that did not, you didn't see that Riyah with the Dilug, so that doesn't count. So he needs another one at the back end. So the Gemara asks, maybe this is a Shash Machlokes. Name Rav Shmuel, talk to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Chamitlaki. Maybe they argue in the Machlokes between Rabbi Gamliel, but how many times do you need to, it takes to establish a Chazaka? Two or three times. This sign, because we have a Brisa by the Isha Katlanis, right? The Black Widow, right? She cannot marry. When he says Larisha and Vimes, she marries one guy and he dies. Lashane and Vimes, she marries a second guy and dies. Lashlishi Lotinasa Divi Rebbe. Rabbi says she cannot marry a third time because he holds the chazaka is established with two times, and on the third time you can't marry anymore. Holy dude, Katlanis, how exactly does it work? Let's say you have a woman who's married to her husband for 50 some odd years, and then he dies. Then she remarries an 84-year-old and he dies when he's 92. She can't get married now. She's a Katlanis. I mean, how exactly does it work? You have to figure out. So Nisa Sarishal Mace machine, the Mace Sishal Tinasa Divir Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lashishi Tinasa Levitel Tinasa. She can marry a third person, she doesn't marry a fourth person. She can't, the Chazaka is not established until after three times. Maybe that's the Machlokas over here. Rav's in the hold like Rabbi, and Shmuel's in the hold like Shimon Gamliel. Mar says, no. The Kuli Amok from Shimon Gamliel, everyone holds like Shimon Gamliel that the Chazaka is established three times, but like we said before, the Machlokas is where do you start to count here? Where's the three times? Rabbi says, Rav seems to say that you count the first Re'iyah, and Shmuel says you don't count the first Re'iyah. Rav Sover Chamisha Sarmin Minyana, the 15th, meaning the first Re'iyah that she saw, counts. But Shmuel Sover came into La Bedilug Chazite, since it's not Bedilug, he's not counting the Re'iyahs. Shmuel's a little mustaver. He's not counting the Re'iyahs. The Vessus here is the Dilug, is the skipping. So you have to count three skippings, then you can establish the Vessus. So therefore, the first case, the 15th, that's not part of the count, and therefore Shmuel says you need to see a fourth time in order to establish the Vessus Adiluk because you have three skippings. Okay. Esvei. Now they're going to ask a question on Rav. Esvei. Here's the Braisa. Haisa limudo lihios roa yom chamisha sar. She had a Vessus Kavua to see on the 15th of the month. Okay. Vishinsa, and then the next time she changes and she sees Liyom Shishasar, she sees in the 16th of the month. Okay, there's a Vessus Achodesh that she has. Most people do not have Vessus Achodesh. Most people nowadays do not have, you know, Vessus Kavu anyway. We're Choshesh for different Vestos. We're Choshesh for Chodesh. We're Choshesh for the days in between. And we have the own Abaininess. We're Choshesh for 30 days. So this woman had Kavu to see on the 15th day. Vishinsa Liyom Shishasar. Then she switches over and she sees the next month on the 16th day. So Zev is the Asurim. So on the following month, both the 15th and the 16th are Asurim. The 15th because it's a Vessus Kavua, and the 16th because that was the previous Vessus She'en Kavua. Now Shinsa again, the second time she changes, Liyom Shivasar. She changes to the 17th day. So the next month, Hutar Shishasar. The 16th is Muteris, but she still has the Vessus Kavua on the 15th and the Vessus She'en Kavua on the 17th. Now, right, so Shinsa Liyom Shivasar, Husli Shishasar, Vinesa Chamishasar, Vishivasar. Now again, a third time, Vishinsa Liyom Shmonasar, Hutru Kulon. Now she has no longer has a Vessus Kavua. What happens? She's seen now three times in a row, not on her pre-established Vessus Kavua. So the 15th is Muteris, the 16th is Ena Kavua, it's off. The 17th is Ena Kavua, it's off. Now the 18th, that's the Ena Kavua, she should be Choshish for the 18th. But how many times did it take? Right, so Hutru Kulon. The Ein Asr Elam Yom Shmona Sar Ve'Elah Kasha on Rav. So why is this a Kasha on Rav? Rashi has here Tiyufa the Rav. Gemara here has a Kasha on Rav. Because Rashi says this, right, the Hadik Katani Shinsel Shivasar Ve'Nesar Tesvav Ve'Yudvav Ve'Lo Katani Mitzayim Ve'Elah Ve'Apakav Ve'Dilak Be'Zimni Alma Raya Kamaisa Lavin Minyana. It happened. What happened here? She had to change three times. right? She starts on the 15th, then she saw on the 16th, then she saw on the 17th, then she saw on the 18th. That's like Shmuel. Three times. And Rav says, what are you talking about over here? I'm a Rav, Lamud Lashani. It's very different over here. I'm talking about here, Vesas Kavua. The woman has, right, what did it say in the middle? She had Haisa Lamud, Lias Ro Chamishasar. She has a Vesas Kavua. We just learned the mission. How do you break a Vesas Kavua? Yeah, everyone agrees to break a Vesas Kavua, you need three times. Rav says, to establish a Vesas Atiluk, I only need three Riyos. Because I don't need the three Dilukim, I just need the three Riyas. But to break a Vesas Kavua, I certainly need the extra Iya. Rashi says, Limud Hashani. Why? Kaven de Vista Kavua Litezvav, Shadinon Riyah Shel Tezvav, Im Riyah Shavru, Alea, Harebis Manarasa. So the sixth, that 15th Riyah has been pre established by previous Riyos. Right? The Hechi Havi Matsin, Limimyana Im Hani Adedilug. You can't count them with the next Dilugim. The Chiamina Anna Hecha de Riyah Tezvav, Shais Tiz Risa, Oshaloa, Yavessas called them the Cain. Oshaila Vessas Liom Esrim. I'm only talking about a case where she doesn't have a Vessas Kavua, essentially. Where she established the Vessas Kavua, and now you're trying to break that Kavua, you can't count that Riyah. You only can count the Riyahs that break that Vessas. Okay. The Gemara asked, but Ari Lama Gari Lama, so what was the Havamina? It's a good answer. What was the Havamina? Limuda Itzrichle. The Tana required to teach us this din. Mal de Tema. Kevon de Limuda, the Akarte betray Zimne Akrele, Kamashmalan. I'm not sure what the Havamina is. Strange. The Havamina would be that since she was Regila to see on the 15th, and she didn't see on the 15th day, two Riyos would be enough. Kamashmalan, that a Vesas Kavua is only Nekar with three Riyos. But when it comes to Vesas Hadilug, then he would say that I don't know what the Havamina was. And what was the Havamina? I mean, maybe saying it's a Brisa, so the Brisa is saying the same din, could be, and Rebbe put one in and not the other. But you're right, we already know that. We know that in the Mishnah. What was the Havamina of this Makshan to say, I would have thought that only two to break to make a Vesas Kavua. The Mishnah says you need three to break a Vesas Kavua. Okay. That's a good question. It's not clear. So now they're going to ask a question on Shmuel. Meisvei, you answer Shmuel. Okay, Shmuel said again that you need, in order to establish the Vesas Hadilug, you need four Re'iyas, because you need three intervals. Okay? So Rasa Yom Esrim Ve'echa B'chodeshzeh. She sees on the 21st of the month. And then Yom Esrim U'shnayim B'chodeshzeh, the 22nd on the next month. Yom Esrim U'shlosh B'chodeshzeh, the 23rd on the third month. Two intervals, three Re'iyas, couple of Vesas. She already has a Vesas Hadilug. It's a clear kasha on Shmuel. So, but then he says, but after you saw on the 22nd day, so she saw on the 21st, she saw on the 22nd, she saw on the 23rd, but let's say after the 22nd, so she saw on the 21st, 22nd, and the next month, she'll see on the 23rd, she's on the 24th, all right, she skips an extra day, then low couple of vessels. Then there's no kvias vessels because it's not an equal interval. The interval gets messed up. She skipped. It was an extra day here. So yeah, even though she had two, three Re'iyos of Dilug, but the Dilugs don't match up. So therefore, there's no Vesas. But you see clearly here from this Brisa that in order to establish a Vesas of Dilug, three Re'iyos, two intervals. Which is against Shmuel, who says you need four Re'iyos and three intervals. So Gemara, Tiyuf to the Shmuel, it's Kasha on Shmuel. So Gemara says, no, Amalach Shmuel, I'll answer you. Hachavai Eskinon, Kikon Dirigil Lemechse B'yom Esrim, what's the case over here? The case over here is that she's rugged to see on the 20th. So she already has an established to see on the 20th. Then she saw on the 21st. Then she saw on the 22nd. Then she saw on the 23rd. So what happens? She has four Riyas, though. She saw 20, 21, 22, 23. He just changes the case where she already the previous month, she saw on the 20th. And his Riyah is going to be is most Bryce will see on the 15th, the 20th. What Bryce is he talking about the 21st to start with? He says, "Why are you just talking about? She's a woman saw on the 21st. Brises don't usually use the 21st. You use more of a round number, 15 or 20 or something like that." And Rashi says, "Dekanami mitav skinli yom esrim. The habli the misna rasa biyom esrim lechodesh zeb yom esrim lechad lechodesh zeb yom esrim lishnayim lechodesh zeb. She came derech loshon tanayim lishnos cloud lishnos cloud the loshon katzari." He says, they're doing it in a shorthand way, but this is a case where she established already on the 20th. Okay, The Mishnah said, mentioned already, she'ena isha kovas malveses asher tukena. You have to see three times in order to establish veses kavua. And once you see three times, like for example, she saw three times in, with intervals of 20 days. That's a veses kavua. So Amar Rapapa, Rapapa says, lo amaron el lemikba. We say you see three times, establishes a veses. That is only to establish a veses kavua. And there are nafkaminas between a veses kavua and a veses she'ena kavua. Aval lemeichashla, just to be choshesh for a previous date riyah bechad zim lechaisha. Even once, let's say she's met all over the place with her riyos, and this month she saw a 38-day interval. So next time you have to wait on the 30th day, you have to be choshesh. Every single time you have to be choshesh vesh in the kavua to establish the veshes kavua 30 days. So Gemara asks the Rapapa, my kamashmalan. Your question from before, Simcha, because the Gemara is asking over here, what's Rapapa coming to teach us that you need three to establish, but only one to be choshesh for? My kamashmalan tanida, it's in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, "Haisa lemuda she had a veses kavua lios ro yom chamisha asar to see every 15 every time at the 15th day v'shinsula yom esrim zeva ze asurim, and then she changes to the 20th day. They're both asura, the 15th and the 20th. The 15th because it's veses kaitz kavua, the 20th because you choshes from veses she'ena kavua. So what's going on? You already learned that in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara answers maybe focusing a little bit what you were talking about. Maybe it's talking about the difference between the nida and ziva times." Ime hasam. If we had to have mina like the in the Mishnah, have a mina hani mili. I would say that when does the Mishnah say that you, if she sees every 15 days, you, if she sees in the 15th or the 20th, hecha the kain b'soch nidasa. That's she's only choshesh if that's that on the 20th day happens to fall out on during her yemei nida because it's shayach to see more shayach to see blood during yemei nida. But if that 20th day would came out or Yemei Ziva, we'll say that's an abnormality to see blood of Yemei Ziva. So I'm not going to be choshesh for that the next time. Aim low, I won't be choshesh. Kamash Malan, Republic comes to teach us that even if that Re'iyah is during the Yemei Ziva, the halacha is, we still have to, the Kansas Chavim is, we still have to be choshesh that the next time on that 20th, she'll also see, even if it falls out, even if it would fall out during her Yemei Ziva. The Rashi over here does the calculation for you. Okay, so Gemara says v'ena mitaheres min haveses right atcha to ekar mimena shalosh pam. In order to uproot and establish veses, you need three times not to see on that date. So Amar Rapapa lo amaron ela de kivate tlasa zimne. The only time you need three times is if you've already established a veses three times. The tzricha tlasa zimne meikri. So you need three times not to see it in order to uproot it. About trei zimne, but two times is not enough. Trei zimne or chadim is about one second. About trei zimne two times, b'chada zimne me ekar. Then only one time uproots it. Meaning, if the woman saw on the 15th and the 15th, and the next time she sees on the 20th, she's not choshesh for the 15th anymore. Even if you saw it just two times, one time uproots it. Where I ask again, my kamash malon. What you teaching us? We already learned that in the Mishnah. My kamash malon. Mishnah says, ina isha kavas leveses ashti kavas shlosh pamim. In order to establish a veses, you need three times. You're telling me two times is not a veses. I know that the Mishnah says only three times is a veses. So Mao the Tema, he's also having Mina. Mao the Tema, Chada lechad, Trei letarte, Utlas letlas le kamash malon. You would have had to have Mina that if you see once, you only need one time to uproot it. If you see twice, you need two times to uproot it. If you see three times to uproot it. That's not, I don't know why you have to have a Mina. The Mishnah says it's established for three. Let's mention one, let's mention two. I'm not so sure about what that have a Mina.
Anything short. Any three times,
you
only need one.
To uproot, that's what the Mishnah says. So Rapapa says, again, and they say, no, because you have mina be that if you saw once, you need one, twice, you need twice, three times, you need three times. But I don't understand why you would have that. What were they thinking? I don't see that have a mina. But the Gemara says, Tanaka Vasi de Rapapa. We have a Brisa like Rapapa that basically says if you see two times, that's enough with once to uproot it. I don't know why it's a Tanaka Vasi de Rapapa. It's just the same thing as the Mishnah. But Tanaka Vasi de Rapapa, Haisu lemuda, she has a veses kavua. Lios roa yom esrim to see on the 20th of the month. Vishinsa on the next month to see the yom shloshim. She's on the 30th. Zev ze asurim. The 20th and the 30th are asurim on the following month. 20th because it's kavua. The 30th because it's koshes for the veses she'ena kavua. Now on the next month, higila yom esrim v'lo rasa. Again, she does not see on the 20th month. 20th of the month. So now it's 2 months she doesn't see on her kavua date. Muteris l'shamesh ad yom shloshim. She can have bia from now, I guess with Bedika, so now on to the 30th day, but Choshesheh L'Yom Shloshim. She has to be Choshesheh for the 30th day, because the 30th day she was the previous Vestas She'ena Kavua. Now, Higia Yom Shloshim, she sees on the 30th day, Virasa, and she saw. Okay, so now let's go to the next month. So now, Higia Yom Esrim, Velo Rasa. Again, she doesn't see on the 20th day, right? Higia Yom Shloshim, Yom Rasa. And on the 30th day, she doesn't see again. Okay, so now, she's messed up. Now comes the following month. She has one more month to worry about her Vesas Kavua. Again, Higia Yom Esrim, Virasa, Puter Yom Shloshim, the Nesar Yom Esrim, Mipnesha Orkwas Manaba. So what happens? And on the fourth month, she sees on the 20th, but she doesn't see on the 30th. So what happens on the fifth month? The 30th is Muteris, because she had never had a Ves Kavua, because she only saw it two times on that month, on that date. And the 20th becomes a sewer to her again, even though she didn't see for three times. But you can reestablish, if you have not established, the halacha seems to be, if you have not established a different Ves Kavua, if you can go back to your original Ves Kavua if you see again in that interval. Right.
Did you see that month?
She sees on the 20th.
No, I'm saying the month she didn't see on the 20th or the 30th.
She saw a different time. She saw the 31st.
She did see.
She had, I mean, or she didn't see it at all. Maybe she didn't. She saw, I'm assuming that she saw the 31st.
When you saw the next month, did she see it?
Not intervals. We're talking about on the month, on the date itself. The date of the month, of the Chodesh. Because the Vesas HaChodesh I'm talking about here.
Not herself.
On the calendar, it's on the calendar, based on the calendar date. Calendar date.
Not her cycle.
I don't know. What does that mean?
Not her, like, when, 20 days from when she saw.
It could be. Maybe that's the way you're doing it also. It could be. But then you're getting your Nida and Ziva questions again. But whatever. You definitely can see during your May Ziva, because if you don't see during your May Ziva, we never would have had a concept of Zava.
Right.
Okay. So even though here, the Chiddush over here is, even though she had established for the day 20. Then she doesn't, three times in a row, she doesn't see on day 20. On the fourth time she sees on day 20, she reestablishes that Vesas Kavua. That Vesas Kavua comes reestablished. Rashi says, V'nesa yom esrim hava, sherei lemuda be'esrim, v'lo akarto elo shnei pamim, sherei akira achrona shal esrim achrona shal rosa shachar shloshim, shnayim lo akirihi, sherei lo shins liyom shloshim. She didn't necessarily uproot the previous Vesas, because she didn't establish a new Vesas Kavua, right? She goes back to the Vesas. Seems that she didn't see three times 20. On the fourth time she sees 20, but now now on the fifth time she has to be choshes for the 20th again as a Vesas Kavua, because she didn't establish anything else. So she goes back to her original.
Even though she messed up this original one, but she didn't do any other
one.
Next time she sees it, let's say.
Right.
Right. Even though she kind of broke it.
Right. That's what seems to be saying. Okay. Next Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to have no halachic significance, but actually it really does. Nashim bivusuleihem kagifonim. Women, it seems to be they're talking about their dam nida, and Isha Basula, she's like a vine, and each woman is like a vine, and their dam basulim is like the wine that comes out from the vine. Because and just like each vine, each grape is different, so too each woman is different. Yesh gefen sheyena adam, some has red. V'yesh sheyena shachar, some is black. Yesh gefen sheyena merubes, some have a lot. V'yesh sheyena muat, some have a little. So to dam basulim, sometimes it's red, sometimes it's black, sometimes it's a lot, sometimes it's a little. So what's the halachic nafka mina? So we can avoid the claim of, you know, Pesach Pasua, that she's not a basula. She's not a basula, she had so little blood. She's not a basula, I saw yellow blood, Mishnah says, don't worry, each one's different. You can't make the claim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol gefen sheyesh bayayin. Every gefen, meaning every woman, is supposed to have blood. She'ein bayayin, if she doesn't have wine, harezeh dorkati. She's considered a dorkati. Meaning, every woman who has a dam basulim and has a dam nida, but a woman who doesn't have that, she's considered a dorkati, which means cut off. Meaning that she doesn't have a lot of blood, she's not going to have a lot of children. Because the Gemara says, Tana, what does it mean if she doesn't have Dam Basulim? She's Dor Katua, so cut off for generations. Tana Rebechia, Hishem Shesor Yafel Isla, just like, you know the yeast is good for the dough. Kach Dam Yafel Li Isla. So too, blood is good for the woman, which the assumption was that if she had a heavier menstrual cycle, is better for becoming pregnant. And Tana Mishra Rebmeir, Kol ishes the memerubim by memerubim. She has a lot of blood. She'll have a lot of children.
Just from menstrual blood. So is menstrual
It's menstrual blood.
Talking
about
the actually, I believe it's both. But if she has a lot of blood, she has a lot of children. Menstrual blood as well. The idea, the Gemara has a few places that more blood equals more fertility. And therefore, if you have more blood, you'll have more. I mean, you understand, if a woman doesn't see blood, then there's an issue. If she doesn't see blood, she's not ovulating. But the Gemara's assumption was more blood, more fertility.
By menstrual, but then Adam Sula and also the mission of Adam Sula.
Right. There's both. I think it means both. She doesn't have Dam Basulim, and she doesn't have Dam Nida, she's cut off. Okay. Hadron Allah Ha'isha, Hadron Lisha Shiyosa, Hadron Lisha Ocean, and to now the 10th parak Masechet Nida, which is, I guess, the last parak in Talmud Bavli. The ultimate parak in Shas Bavli. Okay. We learned in the first parak that Dam Basulim, that's what a woman sees after she has her initial bia, that's not metame. And the reason being, of course, is because a woman's not nitmes except for dam that comes from uterine blood, dam from the makor, and not hymenal blood, which is different. It's a different source. Therefore, she's not tameya. Midin de oraisa, right? If a person marries a woman and she sees dam basulim, he is permitted to revoil her constantly, because every time until the area heals. Because then, once the area heals, you know that the blood's not coming from that from there. But so she, but the Chachamim gave a shear of how many times you can have bia. That if and if she sees blood after that shear, we are going to we're going to be choshen. And maybe that's nida. Maybe. Okay. Well, maybe she doesn't. Maybe she just takes a break and then it heals. Whatever. That's a try. That's a question of how to do it. So tinokes. So you have a girl. Shiloh. I mean, is that true?
Well, you think so.
I don't know, maybe it breaks and it's on the side and there's nothing left. I don't know. Tinokas. So you have a girl, Shilohi Giyas Manaliros. She is prepubescent and she's not 12 years in one day, so she's still a Nara, and so she doesn't have Damnida. Vinises, and she gets married when she's a Katana, and her husband has Bia with her, and she sees Dam. So Beishami Omrim Nosnin La Arba Leilos. You give him 4 nights that he can have relations with his wife. And on those 4 nights, we're moxic that the blood is Dam Basulim and she's not Nitmes. After 4 nights, if she sees blood, she's a Sura Levaila, because Rechoshi said after 4 nights, well, now she has the Nida. Maybe because the Bia caused her to have Nida. But Basil Omrim, doesn't matter. Even after 4 nights, Ad Shetichya Hamaka, she can continue having Bia until the wound is healed. Because so long as the wound has not healed, we'll say the dam that's coming out is dam basulim. Now, next, that's case one. Case two is higiyas manaliros. She's reached yemei narus. She has this manaliros, but she has not yet seen blood. She's at the right age, but she hasn't seen it yet. Not every girl sees it at the exact same time. So higiyas manaliros, venises, and yavbiya, and she sees blood, machmas the tashmish, so base shame omrim, nos din la, laila rishon. You can have as many bias as he wants on that first night. We give him 1 night. Beis Hillel Omrim ad Motzei Shabbos Arba Leilos. Beis Hillel gives him 4 nights. What's Motzei Shabbos? Does he get married on Wednesday? Right? Remember, Besulis Nesis, when? Yom Rabi. So you have Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night. Motzei Shabbos, 4 nights. You have 4 nights. In the next case, Rasa.
The second case, I don't get it. You have 4 nights to see blood from the official account. And if she stops seeing blood by the third night, there's no problem. You continue.
Well, that's a question. Do you have four times, or is it 4 nights in a row?
4 nights. You assume that the blood is from that. Is that what
right.
You're saying?
Right. So is it 4 nights or 4 bios?
Right. Yeah, right. Let's say she stops seeing on the third night.
Okay? Right.
They can continue to have bios. Wow.
Okay.
Right? Until she has a regular.
Until she has a regular. If she stops, she stops. Let's say she sees night one, night two, and then on night three she doesn't see anything, night four she doesn't see anything, night five, then it's fine. Right. Because she doesn't have blood. All right. The next case is Ras of Odin Vesavia. So before she got married, she already started menstruating. So now she's established that she's a girl who has her period, and then they get married. So they get married at night, and Beishame Omrim, but she's still a virgin, obviously. So Beishame Omrim, no stin la be'ilas mitzvah. He can have the first bia. He can have bia's mitzvah. Why is it called bia's mitzvah? I guess maybe because it's peruvu. All right. Even though she sees Dam with that bia. But after that, we say that she's a surah. But Beis Hillel Omrim Kol Laila Kula, the whole night you have to have bia. You just not just one time. You have the whole night as many times as you want. You give the husband the entire night. Okay. Each stage of the girl, stage one, stage two, stage three, it goes, you know, each one, you know, base Hillel in stage two holds like Beis Shammai in stage one, base Hillel in stage three holds like Beis Shammai in stage two. Okay, now, in the Reisha, we saw that according to Beis Hillel, that a katana that did not get, not see, she's not nitmeis until the wound is healed. So Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, va'afilu rasa. Even if this girl, if she's 9 years old, so she's not in the time period to see blood. Even if she happened to have seen dam when she was in her father's house, Beis Hillel still says, till the wound, we're not going to say, because she saw blood at a prepubescent age, we're not going to say that was dam nida. Therefore, when she has bia on her wedding night, she cannot be until the wound heals, because we're going to still assume, that that's hymenal blood, not uterine blood, until the wound heals. Okay, let's go to the Gemara. So Mimai. So the Gemara says, how does Rav Nachman learn this? May they come the falling b'seifa, because since the Mishnah in the second part of the Mishnah makes a difference between rasa and between shelo rasa, mechlal dereisha lo shna hachi lo shna hachi. Mechlal dereisha makes no difference whether she saw in case two and case three in the Mishnah, they make a distinction whether she saw dummy or she did not see dummy when she was in her father's house. So that's where there's a difference. Case one, there is no difference. Tainami hachi, a price that supports as well. Beis Hillel omrim, ad shetichi amaka, bein rasa, bein lo rasa. So if she's at the age, she's below age, doesn't matter whether she saw blood in her father's house or not. According to Beis Hillel, you have the ability to have bia with her until the wound heals. So the Gemara says, then it says, ad shetichi amaka, until the wound heals, ad kama. So how long does it take? How long does it take for the wound to heal? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, kol zman shenocheres. So long as that she still is no cheres. I don't know, cheres means like she screams?
The wound is snorting.
The wound is what?
It's snorting, I guess oozing blood.
Oozing, okay, but the Gemara asks, I don't know, they didn't explain what no cheres is. So, ki amr kamei de Shmuel, when they said this in front of Shmuel, amr li, Shmuel says, nechira zo, this nechira ain't your day of mahi. What is it? Shmuel said, what is nechira? Our school knew, but Shmuel didn't know what the nechira was. So, Ella, what does it mean? Calls man sharok motzuk bitocha peh. So long as there's liquid or oozing coming out of osu makmo, makmos tashmas, due to the tashmas. So our school just looked at what Shmuel said before when they made the translation. So now, Mark explains what nechiras is. Nechira de ka'amar Rav. This nechira that Rav said, that calls man she's nocheres, just proves that the wound has not yet healed. So hechidami, what's the case? So I'm a Shmuel by Bar Rav Yitzchak, l'didimi parshli minei de Rav. I heard this perish from Rav, which means, omedes, it's weird. So what is it, what's to come out? What's the oozing? Omedes viroa. If she stands up and blood drips out, yosheves ve'eneroa. But when she sits down, right, and she doesn't see, biyadua shalo chaisa maka. We see that, we know for sure that the wound hasn't healed, but she's still dripping when she stands. Now, if she's also, when she's sitting, al gabe karka viroa, but al be karim v'kistos eneroa, biyadua shalo chaisa maka. We also, if she sees only when she sits down on the ground, but she doesn't see when she's sitting on, I guess, pillows or sheets, then we know again that the wound has not healed. But if when kulam veroa agave kulam ve'enaroa v'yaduah shechaisamaka, if when she sits down she constantly drips, or when she sits down she doesn't drip at all, then you know for sure the wound has healed. Because like one way or another, if she doesn't drip, then it's healed. If it does drip when she's sitting constantly, then that's dam nida. The wound has healed. That's how he establishes the test to determine whether or not this is still considered a wound that is healed or not. Yeah, it's more objective. Mishnah is more subjective. Yeah. Okay. Fine. Mishnah continued. The Mishnah says he gives mana, right? So she came 12 years in a day to see, but she didn't see. So according to Beis Hillel, we gave her 4 nights because she assumed she got married on Wednesday. So she has Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Mochi Shabbos. And Beis Hillel only said that you had that night. Okay. So Itmar, we learned in the Beis Medrash, Shimsha biyomim. Let's say, right, our Mishnah said, right, that she has 4 nights. Let's say she had bia during the day. So again, he has Wednesday night, Thursday night, Friday night, and Moshe Shabbos. So he has bia Wednesday night, and then they have bia Thursday day. Does he still have 4 nights, or does that bia count to take away? Is it 4 bios, or is it four nights? Right. So Shimsha biyamim, Rav Amar lo. See the later. She doesn't lose a corresponding night. So now it's not. Don't say that it was Wednesday night, Thursday day, so it's Thursday night and Friday night, and she loses Moshe Shabbos. She says, no, she still has the Moshe Shabbos. No, you lose the corresponding day. You lose the day. So Ravam, what's the machlokes? So Rav Amar lo hifsida leilos. We don't need lose nights because the Mishnah says ad Motzei Shabbos tana. It says you have until Motzei Shabbos. You have 4 nights until Motzei Shabbos. So it's giving you the time, the outer time period. Have as many beasts as you want until Motzei Shabbos. V'levi Amar hifsida leilos. Because my arba leis katani arba onos. Why does it say four? Why does it say four? It must be 4 periods that you have, 4 time periods, right? And an ona is either a day or a night. So if you had, you only have 4 times. So if you had a day, you can't have, you lose a corresponding night. So ularav lama li lemisne arbalelos. According to Rav, why do you have to say 4 nights? If you don't lose a corresponding night, why is it list 4 nights? So he says orach arva kamash blan. The Mishnah is talking about cases, the regular case. The regular case, you have to be a night. You don't have to be during the day. The darkav of debiyah balelos, because they have a darkav to have to be a night. Because that's when you have, that's the Zman Tashmish. So that's why the Mishnah mentions it. Now the Levi, any question?
They don't engage in Biyat at all. They only one time. They don't get extended periods. It's not a question how many times they actually have Biyat. Question of Zman, the thing to heal, correct?
Right.
Isn't that the idea?
Yeah, but Levi says, you know, you only have, you have 4 onos. You have 4 onos. Which means Biyah during 4 of the 8. You have 8 onos from when you get married from Wednesday till Motzei Shabbos.
Right.
Levi says you have 4 onos to have Biyah.
Right, but again, all this is assuming she's still bleeding from the
correct
initial encounter.
But if she doesn't bleed, then you're done.
Right.
Okay.
If she bleeds, how many Biyahs you can have?
Right.
You have 30 Biyahs in one night.
Okay. So maybe can you have that many Biyahs? Are you permitted? Let's say if she stops bleeding after a bia, and then you have bia another night and she bleeds, well, you will bowl an either now. You're assuming that came from an either.
Right. The second night you wouldn't, because you assume it's the 4.
Right. You have to, it'll be after she stopped. Okay. The Levi, according to Levi, listne arba lelos ad Motzei Shabbos lamali. What do I need Motzei Shabbos there for? So Levi says, come and teach you a different din. That you allow, he says it's mutar to be boel a nida on Shabbos, right? In other words, here we're talking about a case where it's, our case is not necessarily full-fledged bia, she's a full-fledged basula, because you had bia on Wednesday night, Thursday night, now comes Friday night, so she still has a little bit of the hymen left, I guess. Tosfos points out that maybe in Hanami would be even the first bia you could have on Shabbos. Why would be the problem? Because you're making a wound, I guess, right? Because the Amar Shmuel, Pirtza Dechuka, right? A wall, I guess the euphemism over here, a wall doesn't have enough room for you to enter. Mutali constantly b'Shabbos, you can enter it on Shabbos. V'af alpi shemesir tsroros, even though you're going to pull off stones from the wall. So to here, even though you're going to pull off certain of the membrane, I guess, from the wall, that is mutter on Shabbos. Because it's double shein miskaven, and I guess you have to say not only is it double shein miskaven, it's also not a psegration, because it's not definitive, and he must mean that he holds double shein miskaven as mutter, so he's holding like Rav Shimon as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda, because we have that shas machlokas of double shein miskaven whether it's mutter or not. So machlokas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Shmuel must be holding like Rav Shimon, and Levi's holding like that shita. Not considered a psikresha, because maybe it's not definite that you're gonna pull off the. Maybe you do get through with that.
Break something. It's not definitely you mean complete.
What?
It's definitely you're gonna cause some tear.
No, that, in the case of the Gemara, it's not necessarily because it's two. It's the third night.
Maybe it's completely ruptured already.
So Itmar, another din. Okay, so Baal, right? You Baal your Isha Basula, the low matzah dam. You didn't see dam on the first Be'iyah. The Chazaru Baal, and then during one in the first nights, I guess the first 4 nights was Mutter. She sees Matzah Dam, and she sees Dam. So the first Wednesday night she doesn't see Dam, the Thursday night she does see Dam. So Rechanina Amar Tameya, who says, listen, she didn't see Dam the first time, so the blood that she's seeing now, it's Dam Niza, so she's Tameya. Ravasi Amar Tahora, no, she took us to Dam Sulam and she's Tahora. So what? Rechanina Amar Tameya, why? Deim Isa the Havi Dam Sulam, Mekar Havi Asa. If it was Dam Sulam, she should have seen it the first time. It hid. Where did it go? Where did it go? So Rav Asi Amar Tahora, because he says, remember this from Ksuvus, Vilma Isrami Leki to Shmuel. Maybe he was able to do the bia like Shmuel could do the bia. Remember Shmuel had the case to Amar Shmuel Yecholni Livol Kama Beilos Blodam. I can do Bia without rupturing the hymen, and therefore, like maybe this guy accidentally did Bia that way, and therefore the blood didn't come out. And so, okay, so maybe he did it like Shmuel. So why does the other guy say he did it like Shmuel, and therefore assume that the dam is tohol? Rabbi Idach, Shani Shmuel, the Rab Guvrei. Shmuel is different. I don't translate Rab Guvrei, that he's a great man. He has a very lot of strength. I mean, he was the expert. I don't know how he established his expertise. That's the question I always had on this. That he had this expertise, but somebody else, it's not Shaykh that he's going to do that. It happened to be that he did the Bia like Shmuel knows how to do it? It's not Shaykh for somebody else to do it. That's the question. I don't know how he established this, how he established his expertise. Shmuel was a doctor, so maybe part of his doctorate he figured out how to do it this way. Fine. You know what? We'll stop here. I think it's a good place to stop. We'll stop here and have a good day.